Parsha of Tzitzis, Tzitzis of Oysom, Chadim's comments, Mitzvahs, Hashem, Tzitzis of Oysom, etc. So I'm talking about some Yanu of Tzitzis. Starting week with the Yanu of Hefsik by Mitzvah of Tzitzis. It says like this, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Ches says as follows. When Parsha Talisai, and by the Sfaradim, it's much more chomer that if you take off your tzitzis, even though that's to put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. Zok Rambah, Yeshayim, Em Baruchim, Ayidai, to Lachzos, Atibai. Yeshayim, Dafish, Nishmal, Talis, Kotten, Welkin, Noyagin. The Minigam in Ashkenaz is that we take off the talus and go to the bathroom, and we put it right back on. We don't make a bracha. I think once heard Hashem from Zalman that he held there was a problem that in Kol Torah the Kohenim would take the talisim from the Svarah Shabachrim, because they're the ones that had the talisim. And Hashem Zalman said he held they shouldn't do that because this would have been Geirim that make no bracha.
I'm
just telling you what I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman. That even though I'm taking Bnei Ashkenaz, well, we don't make a bracha. It's like this, you're being even though by the Bnei Sfaradonic Mechaber. So, clearly, they have what to be said, it shouldn't be a problem. But as I once heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think I heard from Ruben, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said in advice that the Bachrim should take the.
What's the problem?
What?
They're excited.
I understand. I said I don't know. I don't remember. I don't understand it. But no. So it could be the problem. What's that? Maybe me going with extra bracha. But chayru, it's not. No. It wasn't because bracha tala. Shaila is because now you've been going with bracha. Shaila
it's
tricha.
It's tricha. It's talas.
Okay, fine. Again, I don't understand. You didn't tell us you bought it, and then they have to put back. I'm making a problem. What's the problem? I don't understand it. But Lisa, that's how one Sefer Zalman said. Talk to Mishabura. Shame on the wrong. You know, we say that we pass like your mug, and Ashkenaz as well as your mug. You don't make no problem. Still, let's say. Oh no, I skipped it. The next thing that Shulchan Aruch says. What if this time when the guy took it off, that's to put it back. What about if it fell? No davening, whatever, his towels fell off. So then he has to make a bracha. That's dafka if it fell completely. But if it's still a little bit on him, he chapped it before Tal Gamri, then he doesn't have to. Zog Mishabura. Even though we just said it's a few dollars, that if you took it off, it's not a problem. Over here it's worse because there's a lot of Ozdalom mitzvasa. You know, you have a talis cotton. Still, we say that it's a hefsik, and you have to make it a bracha.
Oh, so it falls on one shoulder, but not the other.
It says, Ushanofa kula. I'm loinofa kula. Apishanofa ruba. Eitzofa bar. Meili says, let's say the guy's in the chazan. His talus fell off, and someone else comes, picks up the talus and puts it back on him, right? So then after that, he has to make a new bracha. He has to make a mashmish and make a new bracha. Zot the beralacha, let's say his das was that when he made the bracha, his das was that he had das take it off and put it back on. So then he says he has the chiddush. He does not have to make a new bracha. So Meila, then he says that's the eitzah. That's a good eitzah. He says that to avoid this whole suffix, you have to have in mind. That's when. That's still what you're talking about when you took it off, put it back on, where there's not a big hefsek. Says the Beralocha Vayter that what if, and this is a very, very negated mice of the Geshayla, what happens if you took it off Yeah, like he went to Beis Americhas. Yeah, he went swimming. Yeah, and it's a hefsek gadol. It's a hefsek gadol. What about over there? Even though they're mob, even the bnei Ashkenaz. If you take it off to go to the bathroom, you put it back on, we don't mention the bracha. What if it's a hefsek? He says, so that's a, it should be a problem. That you should make the bracha even for the bnei Ashkenaz. He says the olam is not nizer. They go to the Beis Americhas. They go to the okay mikvahs. Maybe the Beis Americhas. It sounded like it was a whole process. It wasn't just like going 15 minutes in the mikvah. But al kaponim, was the guy who was swimming for a half hour? Did he make new bracha? Not. He says the olam is not nizer. Efshe shetama leshayich beschadas. Shere mukhrich lachs a little bit is begadol. He has a svara. What's the whole problem? Beschadas. Right? What's the problem of hefsek? It's heschadas. But over here, al karchach, a guy goes to the mikvah, a guy goes to the Beis Americhas, he's putting his clothes back on. Right? So Melo, there's no heschadas, because he knows he has to put on his clothes. Now he took it off, you have the option of not putting it back on. You ain't going anywhere before you get dressed.
The being halacha, this says the Imahayi Fedaita, he's going even according to the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like.
Right? Yes. That's all again. We'll talk more about in Hemshchah about das when it's a big hefsek. He's going now das when it's a small
hefsek.
Even if it is Shulchan Aruch, yes.
The Shulchan Aruch says himself.
No. Daik the b'shas the bracha. You missed the point. Daik the b'shas the bracha.
Oh, okay.
The daik the b'shas we took up. That's mechadish. You're right, 100%. The berloch is mechadish.
If b'shas
the bracha.
Because if you know you're going to go to the mikvah, then even the Shulchan Aruch will be like, yeah, that. If like you knew from when you
well, again, if you're going, if it's a hefsek, it might not happen. We'll tell me right now. Yeah. The simple case is you took it off, I'll ask to put it right back. You went to the bathroom. Okay, it's easy case. Yeah. Then the Mishmur said, the Berlocha said, Ilafi the Machaber, if Bishas, we made the bracha in the morning, you had a mind, that's okay. Now, then he goes on to say, the Chayr going to the Beis Americhas, which is a big hefsek, we'll talk more about sleeping, etc. Yeah, there, Chayr should be hefsek, the Olam is not night, he said. Okay? He said a svar, one svar he said is, because you're going to have to put back your clothes anyway. Now, then he says, see, now let's go but we didn't discuss yet das for this case, because here's a hefsek, it might not help das. Understand? Mm-hmm. Now, then he says, oh, so over here though, he says, it might not help das. Why? Because here if it's a hefsek, then das doesn't help. You know, here it's a hefsek. If it's a hefsek, das doesn't help. For example, we'll talk about it later also, Mitzvah Shem, that this is a halacha of Shin and Makkain. Yeah? Shin and Makkain, Tzarech and Baruch. If you walk outside, unless it's Dovish or Tzarech, Baruch, Chrab, and Kaima, eating something that doesn't need an almichyo or benching, you go outside, you have to make a new bracha. And there, even if you had in mind to go outside, doesn't help. Why? Because it's hefsek. If it's hefsek, that doesn't help. Says Mishaburim Kain, b'chayr it shouldn't help. However, he says, maybe it won't be a problem, because maybe it's a very mechush to the svara. He says that maybe the echanami, not that the das takes away the hefsek, but he says maybe you can have mind the morning on the second levisha. In other words, we took it off, went to the Beis Americhas, put it back on. So the bracha that you had in the morning is going to be a bracha, a separate bracha. You made the bracha. I can make a bracha on two talisim. Yeah, I mean maybe it's both of them. Put on one, then put on another, put on another. One bracha. So Mela says, the bracha that I'm making in the morning is on the levisha now, and also the levisha later.
Do you have to do this right after
bracha? Tehdi says, it's mashmur and Avram, that Aray says, the mokka of the berloch was the mokka and Avram. Who's saying Hilifi the Mechaber? I mean, the Mechaber holds that taking it off is a hefsek. And yet the Mogen Avraham says, yes, in the morning if you had a mind, it works. I said, Lafi the Mechaber is a hefsek. The first thing we said for the Ber Halacha, yeah? That even Lafi the Mechaber, if you had a mind in the morning, that you're gonna go, if you go to the bathroom, you're going to put it back on, it's not a hefsek. The Mechaber holds, even taking it off is a hefsek. So how does it help to have come on in the morning? right? Bal Karchach, the says Mishabuah, like he was saying, that the Kavanah in the morning, Pshat is, it's like a bracha on the second Levisha.
So if you eat an apple in the morning with Kavanah that's going to carry you for the apple you're going to have in 3 hours, that would be good.
What do you mean? You don't eat an apple now, you mean?
You eat an apple now,
no.
Then
you make a Benefushes? You can make a Benefushes? You made a Benefushes, then that itself is has Chadas. You didn't make a Benefushes. You have to make a Benefushes, so it's not a gay question.
This is a really filthy apple.
Well,
it's an apple that fills you for 3 hours and you don't have to make a Benefushes.
Okay. When you find me that apple, dog, right? Now, Melchai is a pelos, like Akiva said before. You make a bracha in the morning, and 3 hours later, the bracha is going to help you. Mechtes, you can do that. How can you make a bracha now? On a maestro, you can do 3 hours from now.
Are you doing a
maestro
right after this bracha also?
It's true, you are doing a maestro after this bracha also. No. But we're saying that it should be called separately on the Levisha, then you'll do it 3 hours from now, half a day from now.
It's a bracha that lasts you the whole day.
No, but then it's hafsig. That is not going to help. The bracha on this towel I'm making now, it's not going to help because it's hafsig. I took it off and I went to the Beis America.
I'm saying usually you wear a towel the whole day.
Again, so. But he's saying it's hafsig. He's coming with the premise that it's hafsig.
Right.
So if it's a half stick, then that's mafsik the levishah. So in fact, you made a bracha on this, and that's it. It doesn't help anymore for the first levishah because it's half stick. Elmai.
The shal just should be. Then why is it wanted to have a half stick and have it start?
So he tries to explain that maybe it works because the bracha is going to be chal kilu. It's chal afresh on the new levishah. Kilo, make a bracha on the levishah. That's a pella. I can make a bracha at 9 o'clock in the morning for a levishah. It's gonna be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mamish pelotza. Mamish pelotza. Not still playing. Oh, but we do find maybe find something like this. The guy by Berachas Torah, which doesn't make less of a pella. Yeah, it's just that we. This could be fine somewhere else. I mean, that's also a pelot. But anyway, here's a like this. This we discuss. Erev Shavuos. Anyone that was here. And it says like this. Yeah? The guy wakes up wakes up early in the morning, wakes up at 4 in the morning, makes a Berachas Torah. He doesn't have to make another bracha when he goes to shul. Mechaper says, Zok Mishabura. And here's a very important question. We discussed this then, Barichas. We're discussing that not so Barichas. If a guy wakes up 2 in the morning, yeah, to give his kid a bottle, and until the kid goes back to sleep, it's going to take an hour. So he has a safe, he's learning all the time of day. Then he's going to go back to sleep and sleep another couple hours. So the question is, what does he do? Does he make a new bracha? Says Mishabura. If he goes back to sleep, Inu Tashinas Keva, yeah, until the morning, he doesn't make a new bracha. Why? Ki mistama, daita ishal adam, lift up a bracha zu, ad shinas halayel shachrav. Yeah? When he made a bracha 2 in the morning, he made a bracha, but it was there. He's planning it's going to help him until tomorrow night. So Meila, Inu goes to sleep, goes back to sleep, Shinas Keva belayel, which a chul alam is half sick, still, he doesn't make a new bracha. That's the mock of this is the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim goes up against the Pri Chodosh, who says that if he goes back to sleep, he has to make a new bracha. Because, and that Prima Gadim says, what are you talking about? I had in mind. Yeah, Bukhari Tapella again, same Pella. What does it help that he had in mind? Bukhaira, it's a hafsik. And Haray. Haray, according to the Rosh, for example, right? What Shittas Rosh is, even Shinas Kevin B'yayim, you have to make a new bracha, right? That's because it's Rosh Meritam, yeah? Now, according to the Rosh, when the guy woke up in the morning, and he made a Birchas Torah, he also had in mind he's been patting the whole day, until the night. And yet the Rosh says, if he went to sleep, yeah, If he went to sleep in the middle of the day, took a Shabbos afternoon shluff, what's the thing? He has to make no bracha. I had in mind. Elmai doesn't help to have in mind, and because it's hafsek. And Maran Tan then argue, just argue and says that's not hafsek. He holds that Shinas Keva B'yayim is not hafsek. But that's him, he masked him to the rush. So at least.
What? The rush's case would be when a person gets up, he doesn't plan on going to sleep normally.
Same.
So if he plans on going the whole day in his thing, his brother's going to cover it. But when the guy gets to the middle of night, he knows he's going back to sleep in an hour, so that's what he's having to come under then it should last.
But either way, in the rush also, he had to come under that it should last the whole day.
But he didn't have a plan to sleep.
Same there, but he had to come under this. The Prim God law is, he had in mind his bracha should pack until the next night. He doesn't say, he's saying it's difficult, go. He means it because he knew he was going to sleep. Okay, but okay. I mean, it's still schwer, but at least he's making it, it's not like totally mufka. He's saying it might be mufka from the rush. Okay. Agapadim, Mais the Marsham, I found, asked this kasha, and he brings the rayas, what I told you from the din of Shinei Mokim, that Shinei Mokim we see that. Das doesn't help. So you see, the ones that have sick, das doesn't help. So the chayyim is a pelotzim, the prim godim, the shabur, the chayyim, the serious. They all bring down this lalocha, and chayyim is a pelotzim to say that das helps when it's a half sick.
What? Any difference in person that says about tzara?
Why should it be different? If you can tell me the difference, I'm willing to listen.
Yeah, because the whole purpose here is to do the mitzvah, so everything we're doing is for the mitzvah, so even when we're doing something else, it's in order that we can do mitzvahs. So there's no such thing as hefsek. Right? You eat, so in order that you're able to do mitzvahs, so there is no such thing as hefsek.
You're very spiritual.
Or you should be, at least.
So the halacha bayit that brings down the Bach. Yeah? And he says that the Bach says that a merchatz is not considered a hafsek. And even though wise, he says, yeah, maybe the Bach is talking about, let's say, like a guy went to the mitzvah, where there was just a short thing, then and now, you're not sitting there with a whole ganze geschicht over there. Mela.
Tayak dips.
What?
See, doing the Tayak dips have a different story?
Tayak dips?
I don't know, they have like different high numbers,
they're like 3 each. Then the miracle, it was a whole process. Like, they went to shower once a week, you know what I mean? So like it was a whole thing. What?
A whole party,
yeah. Okay. Vayit Zogdei B'Halacha. Oh. So this chiluk he wants to make between whether it's a big hefsek or a small hefsek. Now, the ma'aseh you have in the Shulchan Arav, this is going to be very negaya. The guy goes to sleep Shabbos afternoon for a couple hours, he takes over tzitzis, what do you do about a bracha? It's really talking about some pasha. So, the Shulchan Arav. Ha'poish talisa b'shosh poish adayit alas ulu v'shbiyat. Ain't so chavar, like B'nai Ashkenaz. I feel initial of talis cotton. You know when he tells cotton, he took your towels gold, well, you know when he tells cotton, took the towels off. That's to put back on. Yeah, feed him a chavi, make no problem. Feed him a ramon, no. Oh, but he says, you don't have to. Avog, shaposh, the little guy, the little love shoy. Little bush. Allah, kama shoys. Then even if you change your mind, right, and you decide to put it on, put it right back on. Still, it's already has chadas because you decide you weren't gonna put it on, you weren't gonna be wearing it for a couple of hours. So maybe it's has chadas. He writes the same thing in almost tefillin. So the Mishnah calls his tefillin by yibedaita shalachs alanichem adlachas man ruba kumay beis begimel shoyis, and then he changes his mind, put it back on right away. Still, it's considered a hefsek already, and too late he's got to make a new bracha. But if you just took it off to put it to put it right back on, the moshi took it off, you had to fix it or something like that, to paint it, whatever it was, you had to change, maybe change the knot a little bit, it wasn't good, took it off, put it back right away, then he doesn't make another bracha. No. So Mela like this. So I once heard Hashem Rishteyman, they saw the Chazanish, took of his talus on Yom Kippur, and it was a big hafsek. I guess down the Sikkim, and you have a couple hours hefsek between Musaf and Mincha. And Meila, he says that there was the hefsek at least was like at least 2.5 hours. What?
Not
until. Then we'll but.
Right, it's pretty early, and
you'll
get
pregnant,
and it's still small,
actually. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. The Chazanish was mesuvah what to do. Umaisi didn't make a brachas, even though it was a half tukav snalas, it was half sick for at least 2.5 hours. Still, Chazanish didn't make a brachas. Umaisi kukun the shachar v'ra'ah, the half sick like that, you have to make a brachas. So Shayna Levi, Rav Ozna was asked, Shaila, similar case, which is also very, very, very common Shaila. And that is, let's say you have a Shabbat Brach, you have a Shabbat Shabbat Brachas, right? So what do you do? People come, you know, the family, they're there for davening, and they have the, in the shul hall, they have the meals in the shul hall. So you take a vitalis, so you wore your talis to the shul, take a vitalis, and then 2 hours later, after you finish your meal, you go home, you put back your talis. Right? The shayla is, the chara is a hefsek.
You have to put it on there as a mitzvah.
What?
You have to put it on the second time as a mitzvah.
But you're wearing it.
It's different.
So I'm wearing it with.
What? You're wearing it. You're wearing a back of talis for whatever mitzvah. What mitzvah? You're wearing it. But wait, today we only wear talis. You mean we wear the near talis kodol only to go back for a mitzvah? But the ikud din of talis is you wear a beg dal kamas. There's a mitzvah put on tzitzis. So any wearing of a beg dal kamas is chayik in tzitzis. There's no mitzvah. You're wearing it. Chayik in tzitzis. Push it.
Okay.
Guy puts it on because he wants to take it home, but he's wearing it. He's not. You know, he doesn't want to carry. He wants to wear it. So it's wearing it. Once you're wearing it, that's the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. They wear it back without kazim, chayim and tzitzis. That's not the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. Okay? Oh, so he said like this. So, but the minig is the mice. People don't, whatever, people don't make no problem. Don't put it around, they don't make no problem. Shaila is why? So he says, the chayra, if it's like, you know, he calls the mogen avraham, the mishabur, that if it's a hefsek gadol, yeah? Then you have to make a new bracha. Oh, so even though Magram said, if your das was in the morning, when you made the bracha, even afterwards, then he said, you don't make a bracha. But he says, but that only works, again, the Magram was going to the Shita to some chaber. When you're not doing a big hafsik, right? There it helps in the morning. But if it's a big hafsik, then how does that help? Then he says, he gets the guy quoted the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that you need a hefsek shel kama shois. Yeah? That's what he called kilo as a smach for the hefsek. He should have made a bracha, and he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Says in Bosna, hello, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says 2-3 hours. Right? And the guy, the shayla was said that the meal lasts at least 2 hours. You know, a normal Shabbat brachas meal until 10 speeches in there, you know, so it takes a couple of hours, right? You have to eat a little bit also. So 2-3 hours. So what are you telling me that no, Shulchan Aruch has to be a Zman Ruba. The Zman Ruba, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is every classic Shabbat Shabbat Brachas meal, takes 2-3 hours. So Meila, the Saxon of China, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Adarab, Shulchan Aruch Rav is telling me you have to make a Brachas. Oh, Bakari, he asked in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, why not, even was it 1 hour? 1 hour is also a big hefsek. Why 2-3, even one? Hakapanim, he brings down the Ber Halacha. That is not the Eitzim in the Ber Halacha, which we didn't mention before. And that is, this Ber Halacha says is really the best Eitzim, which also not so partial, but Hakapanim Ber Halacha says, Eitzim is that Bakari, you should have kavana in the morning only to pater until you go to sleep. You know the Shabbos afternoon you take a nap, you take a talis hot, you can take off your talis cotton. So we made a brachah talis cotton in the morning. You should have in mind, the brachah is only the michal until I take it off to go to sleep. And then for sure you have to make a new bracha. Because you curtailed your bracha that's only michal until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Apparently,
can I am eating a loaf of bread? My emoji is only going to last the first half of the loaf.
We're going to discuss that. And there might be chiluk between brachas and brachas and mitzvah. But brachas and tzricha, not brachas and tzricha. Why is that tzricha? It's tzricha because you want to get out of the suffering. It's tzricha because you want to be suffering. If pasha mikra, then you have to make a bracha. You're mafsik. You slept for 2-3 hours. Because the shulchan aruch rav, mikra, then you have to make a bracha. Right? So, if anything, okay, you're just making it easier. Mikra, then it's not in tzricha. You're just making that to avoid the suffering that maybe you don't have to. Okay? Now, so, Lagabe is sleeping. Lagabe is sleeping. So Mishmura says, Yashim Yom Shinah Sarayim, Umeisim all of a talis cotton. Yesh days when a paiskim have a mchal has chadas. Alkein nochet like upon me chas a boy be'es hashina. Yeah, so it's very interesting. I never really understood this. Mishpura says, Neitza, funny Eitza, which is very hot, might be so practical. He said, at least you should, even when you're sleeping, you took off the talis cotton, you should put it on you. Yeah? Drape it on you. You're not going to wear it, but it'll be on you. And therefore, he said, well, then when you wake up, you don't have to make a new bracha.
Why?
And it starts saying,
you need two in the front, two in the back. It's all four in the front.
I start. So L'chaira doesn't make any sense because you're not wearing it. It's just on you. Right? It's got a whole shiloh. What about, we don't put tzitzis on blankets. Right? You know, four corner blanket, you don't put tzitzis on. Right? Those that walk around wearing the blanket might be a problem. But since it's not the derech to wear it, some you don't have to. But it's not so comfortable to walk around wearing a blanket. But if it has four corners. Anyway, Al Kapanim, that's the Eitzah Mishabur, which is the Charif on the Eitzah. Now, the Mishabur, the Makar is the Maramintz. Maramintz brings down Shemati Michoshev Echad, that Mirena of Isselin. Who's the Isselin? That's the Chumas Hadeshin. The Chumas Hadeshin, if he slept in the afternoon, he would make a new bracha. Yeah? He would make a new bracha. And Maramin says, a nearly bracha is serta. Why? Because, you know, he always sleeps in his chadas, but he could have just covered himself with it. Chumas Deshen made a new bracha because he slept and took it off his chadas. He could have just put it on him. No, so chayr that is from here. I talk to see as I was thinking before. The chayr, the svar is not that you're making the mitzvah the whole time. Answer Kiva's question: Yishnayim afan or Yishnayim achra. Rather, the svar has chadas.
You're sleeping. You have no doubt. You're sleeping. Who doesn't care what you do when you're sleeping? You have no doubt.
Even though it's Friday, you still can't interrupt. But the chayr, Kiva's right. The chayr, if you're sleeping, it's not going to help you. The fact that it's draped around you, it should be has chadas. But anyway, that's mashmaris here of Ma'amint. Chay says, Chay min hogi, Chani yosh and sirshis tzrayim, Hani mechas al-alai, atal is cotton, Kidei, Sh'ein yitzarach levarach, Nesalach nafshi mekal ha-sveikas, to avoid all the sveikas, the Ma'amint, from the Kadmainim, he says, that's the Eitzah. The Ma'isa, like a Yashir, who's a Talmud of Chumas Deshen, Yidua, he says that Kisha'amah, meaning when Chumas Deshen was Amah, Mishiz Yitzrayim, would make a bracha. Oh, then he said he would also make Berachas Torah. He would make, if he slept in the afternoon, he would make a new bracha on Talis Cotton and on Berachas Torah. And he says, he remembers that he slept 2-3 hours. I don't know if that was on a regular day or Shabbos. It sounds like a, you know, maybe Shiv Rochum not embarrassed, you know, sleep 2-3 hours before the start. Anyway, Lefama, he writes. Okay. Now.
Who's this? How much he slept at night?
What?
Maybe he didn't sleep at night.
Okay. Oh, so Lefizeh. So the guy Taka goes to sleep Shabbos afternoon for a good couple hours. Yeah, so Chayra, Nikar Din, you should have to make a new bracha. Oh. So, what's the answer? So, Chayra, if he covers himself with a talis cotton, he leaves, you know, he covers himself. Okay, so then you have the answer, Mishmur. We don't understand it. Ma'aseh, we have a Dayla, Mara Mintz, from the Kadmainim. Ma'aseh, I'm sure past that. Say it, at least we have something with Zaymachon. If you don't want to do that, especially in the summer, it's hot, yeah? You're not interested in that. So then, at least you should do the Eitz of Bir Halacha, which we had two Eitz of Bir Halacha. One was we had in the morning you had Kavana, the Pater afterward. That L'chor is a very Shver Eitz. That's a very Shver Eitz. But L'chor, the best Eitz would be that in the morning you have in mind to Kotel your Bracha, and it should only be Chal until you go to sleep.
How about the... Okay.
Now we discuss, Taka, can you really do that? Can you curtail a bracha?
But in the sense we make a bracha on the tallest level, normally.
No.
And you were talking about the
he's doing tallest cup.
Yeah.
Talking about mainly for bracha that they make a bracha on tallest cup.
Long time ago for me. Yeah.
So the question is though, if let's say someone was married and made a bracha on tallest cup, though. So it'd be the same thing, because Maisi has in mind the Pater Talis Kotten also. Yeah. So whatever he's doing at that time, the Shas Bracha for him is when he puts the Talis Gadol. It's the same thing. Now, that's Chiddush over here. And the Berlacha said, you can have in mind in the morning that your Bracha should only be Chal until you take off your Talis. That is not so Pashit, as we'll see. We do find it in many paiskim, but there is, on the other hand, there are many paiskim that, G'dayla paiskim, that argued on this. Let's see. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if someone's kaveh lishta is kaidim ha-mazim, yeah? Ein tzarech levarach l'yayin shem ha-mazim, drinking wine before the meal, then the yayin, the bracha yayin, normally in the middle of the meal you drink wine, you have to make a bracha. If you drank wine before, like we make Kiddush, he's a duck, right? Okay, right. Kiddush, but
not this. Okay? First of all, is it only if you regularly do it, not if you just occasionally do it?
What? He says if you're kava, no, not kava means, no, kava means that you were kaveya lishtais, meaning you're drinking wine, or Kiddush, because Kiddush is a tzarech, tzuda. But if a guy, right, if a guy randomly just drinks a cup of wine before the meal, then it doesn't automatically pattern the wine in the middle of the meal. It's only if he's kaveh lishta before the meal, or yeah, Kiddush, which is Kiddush Mokim Suda. No, not kaveh. Kiddush is because it's, what?
Well, he said it's kaveh drinking before the meal.
If a guy's kaveh drinking before the meal,
what's the difference between that and
just
drinking? What makes it
kaveh? I'm not sure. Why it should be kaveh? I'm not sure. Then maybe it makes it part of the meal. If it's done with kviyas, then it's part of the meal. If just had a cup of wine, there's no shaykhus to the meal, maybe. Okay? If you kaveh, then you're about to eat the meal, so that the kviyas is suda, the kviyas of the wine is nichlan, the kviyas is suda, or something like that. Now, says the Mechaber Vayeter, so too the Gabi Abdullah. But that he says, that's a shaykh whether the bracha, but let's say a guy makes a dollar, he's about to eat in each malka. He wants to have some wine in Malka as well. So that's a very machlaik is whether or not the yayin, Shal Abdullah, pater is the yayin of the Malka, because Betzem Abdullah has nothing to do with the Malka. So there's no kesher over there. Therefore he says, so what should you do? Yeah, because it's a machlekes by Abdullah. So what do you do if a guy makes Abdullah? He's putting each other in Malka right away. The Indians, the Bizarres, they eat Malka right away. The person say he's making Abdullah right away. They eat Malka. Yeah. So what do you, or is he in the sukkah? Is it shaila by sukkahs? Yeah, when you have to make a leishev on Abdullah. So if you eat Malka right away, you avoid that problem. For whatever reason, he's eating my malka right away. And he wants to have some wine. question is, what does he do? He says, Mechaber, you should have in mind, since the Mechaber is, you should have in mind that the Yayin, we made the Berbig off on the Abdallah, it should only be on that cup. You're half a loaf of bread. Yeah? Says the Medieber, if it wasn't Mechaber, then Medieber is suffering brachas lachos. He doesn't make a new bracha on the wine that he wants to drink. In the middle of
it's
the.
It's like a separate cup later. This is all one loaf of bread.
Okay, whatever. That doesn't really make a difference.
You have to put it for half an apple, not the second half of an apple.
If you could have kavanah, then you could have kavanah for half an apple, too, yes. Now you have to, you have to have in mind, exactly.
The prayer time.
No, not.
The first half, the prayer later, with the first half.
Okay. Mela, we find also by tefillin, the machlaik is mechaber Ramah. The guy made the bracha of tefillin again. The difference minhagim between bnei Ashkenaz and bnei Sfarad. According to the mechaber, make a bracha. You make a pun the shal yad. You make a bracha leniach. Pun the shal roish, no bracha. Going to Ramah, like we do, make a bracha l'aniach on the Shal Yad and on the Shal Rosh on mitzvahs, provided that you were mafsik, right? But if you were mafsik, you talked between the Tefillin Shal Yad and Tefillin Shal Rosh, then what's the halacha? Even for Bnei Ashkenaz, and you make two brachas on the Shal Rosh, l'aniach and on mitzvahs. Now, what's this issue? Where's this coming from? Mach is a sugya, how you line up a sugya in Menachos, Nechlam, Vav, etc. The Braisa makes a cryptic statement. Loi soch, mevarach achas. Soch, mevarach shnayim. If you didn't speak, you make one bracha. If you spoke, you make two brachas. So Mechlech Rashi Taisu is how to understand it. Rashi says, loi soch, make one bracha. Yeah, one bracha for both for Shah and Tefillin Shal Rosh. If you were Sach, then you have to make a mitzvah on the Shal Rosh. Taisa says, then no. That's him. So according to Rashi, if you may make one bracha, then yeah, right? And that goes both in the Shal Yah and the Shal Rosh. If you spoke out between the Shal Yah and the Shal Rosh, then what do you got to do? Now you make a bracha on mitzvah and the Shal Rosh. That's the minute of the Bnei Sfarad. Taisa says, no. What does it mean? On Tefillin Shal Rosh, that's a mini two brachas. So the bracha on Niach always goes in the Shal Rosh. And you always have to make it on mitzvahs. So may I love you. That's by Loisach. If it was Sach, then you have to make two brachas on the Shal Rosh. That is the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz. Zucker Bekveger, that so he says he wants to say, can we do? Is a shaykh to do something that be yaitz a kul alma? Yeah, we have something. Mechalei shayin over here. Is it possible to do to have an yaitz to be yaitz everyone? He says, like this.
I have in mind from when you put on the Shal Yad, you make an hefsek, it doesn't make sense to the Shal Rosh.
If you, when you made, you put on the Shal Yad, you have it tonight. It the loch like Rashi, so then you're not mechaven to pater the Shal Rosh. And then, I mean, if you Rashi, Batsim, the Laniach goes in the Laniach, you make one bracha for the Shia and the Shal Rosh. Right? So you say, Seder. But if we all like Rashi, if the law is like Rashi, I don't have Kavana. I have Kavana only for the Shal Yad, not for the Shal Rosh. Seems that normally the bracha Laniach goes in both. Right? The bracha Laniach goes in both. That's the only bracha you make if you Rashi. But I have in mind that I'm not being yaitz shal rosh, and then I'll make the bracha on mitzvahs on the shal rosh, even if you're Rashi, because I didn't have mine. it's not called bracha. It's shricha because you have machlekes over there. Anytime you're trying to avoid a machlekes, that's a ferish halacha. Ferish machabim. Machabim says the shayla, you make a bracha on drinking in the middle of a meal. Yeah, machabim is not today. It says machaber. The eitz is to take whatever to drink a little before, and then therefore you avoid the problem. Also, to talk about a fruit cup. Yeah, as a shayla, you make a bracha on a fruit cup, an appetizer, right, melon, something like that. So there also, it's a big mess over there. So what does Mishmur give you the eitz? So the eitz in this taka lamaiso, if you could do it, if you by someone and it's gonna look awkward, but if you're at home, whatever it is, it's not a problem. The eitz is before you wash, you should take a piece of the melon, make a bar piyadama. Eitz bakshen tzricha, here it's not. If you're doing it, the water suffic, that's not a bakshen and it's tzricha. So here also, so what's the patent? The patent is you should have in mind not to be eitz with the shalyad. And then, il virashi, il b'nei svarad, if you're mafsik between the shalyad and the shalroish, you make a mitzvahs on the shalroish. Right? Bimalach yadasatarisvis, then you are having a mind. So this way, you have a cake and eat it too. So this is the kula alma, you have an eitzah that you can make the bracha laniach on the shalyad and al mitzvahs on the shalroish. As a zaker b'kveig, oh, and he tells Sue to the din of kufayin dalid, which we mentioned before, legabe the birchas hayayin, that you see that you could tell the mechaber says you could tell your bracha, you could say that the bracha I'm making on Abdallah should not be for the wine that drinking during the meal. Oh, so again, you see that it's possible to curtail your bracha. Now, we also find this in Bagai Birchas HaTaira, in the same discussion of a guy wakes up in the middle of the night, or a guy stays up all night. We discussed it also in Erev Shavuos, and it was like this. The Magen Avraham is medayik from Lashon of Mechaber. Yeah, that if a guy didn't sleep all night, he doesn't make a bracha in the morning. Mechaber says that the bracha he made the day before patters even learning at night until you go to sleep. So the Magen Avraham was medayik. Even a guy stayed up all night, he doesn't make a new bracha until he goes to sleep. Then we discussed that in Barichos. Machlek is Vikuk, New Kreg, and Magen Avraham, Agabe, whether that's a proper diuk or not, but that's not for now. The Yineinu, the Magen Avraham says, yeah, he says, we make a bracha once a day, right? Alright, we don't make a bracha when we sleep, we go to sleep during the day. The minig is, we don't make a bracha when we sleep during the day. It's a meila. So Teretz is, so, it's complicated. The Magen Avraham understood the Mechaber's passing about some like a Bayantam. So Melech Fim Bayantam, right, that Shin is not a Hepsis, why make a Brach every day? So he said, because Alamai is like a Brach HaShach, you make it every day. But he says, your Das was only to make from day to day. When you went in the morning, you had a Mechaber's Teretz, you had a line for the next 24 hours, if you don't go to sleep. But for the next day, you make a new bracha. So you can make a new bracha as a shachar. So Dr. Magen Avraham doesn't understand. So even if you don't go to sleep, you should make a new bracha because you only had in mind the day before that the bracha's parish last until now. Come down to the shachar, you have to make a new bracha. As a effect of Magen Avraham. Which is not pelim because why does he have to come on? Why does he say it? Because your das was only until the next morning? You should have to make a new bracha because it's the next morning and. Like Brachas Shachar. Akapanim. What?
Not until 24 hours after the Brachas, let's say I need it at like 7 a.m.
It's not
until
next because it's part of Brachas Shachar. So maybe it's like Brachas Shachar. Akapanim, we've seen the Magen Avraham. The Ram says, and when a guy woke up, Erev Shavuos, yeah, he made a Bracha. He had a mind until the next day. And therefore he says, if he stayed up all night, then he didn't go to sleep, there's no Hafsik of Shina. He should have to make a new bracha anyway. Why? Because his das was only until then. So again, you see the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is assuming he could curtail his bracha. His only bracha is only chal until the next morning. But Maisa, the Maisa, the Nishmas Adam is Temeh and Magen Avraham. The kind of the shayla, why? What does it help? Das helps. He said, if a guy sitting in the sukkah, for example, yeah, he has in mind that the leish of the sukkah is only going to pater from May's legs. Yeah, guys, he's in the sukkah 7 days straight. Yeah, he has a minion, he's a rebbe, has a minion coming to the sukkah. He does not believe the sukkah for 7 days. The one just like one brach at the beginning. So he has a mind only over 24 hours. Does that help? I mean, more seems saying it is. The chayyim says, how does that work? Furthermore, and this is Takashi Gopela, because Magen Avraham misaises himself. Mamash misaises himself. And he's Mitzayin in Simon Tofre Shlamit Tes Yitzayin. What did it say over there? So over there, it's Mamash Shaila, very important Shaila in Hilchos Sukkah. When the very complicated questions, when exactly, what's Machayiv Nu Bracha Falashi? Okay? So he's like this. What if a guy doesn't leave the Sukkah? Right? The guy had lunch. Right? The guy had breakfast. And he's going to learn in the sukkah a couple hours. Then he's going to eat lunch. The question is, does he make a new bracha when he eats lunch again? So he says, it says Magen Avraham, that it's Mechabes, he don't make a new bracha. But he brings down the Bach. The Bach is Medayik in Maril. That you ate breakfast, you made a leishet, eat lunch, and make a new leishet, you leave in the middle. Why? Why? Says the Bach, because when you made the bracha leishet for breakfast, you had a mind for breakfast until lunch. By lunch, you're going to make a new bracha, that's your das. Dr. Magen Avraham, he says, Otu, one sec, Mishi Eishlai Tzitzis Bebigdai, Vichabin Shlai Yifterenu, Vibrachosa Ela Ad Chatzais, Vichyachza Vivar Vichatzais. The Magen Avraham himself says, yeah, the Magen Avraham himself trashes the Bach and says, you can't have Kavana, you can't tell your Bach and say, oh, my tits should only be Chal until Chatzais. So Meila, Zokta Chayadam, that how could the Magen Avraham say, that Birchas Atayra, yeah? At Birchas Atayra, you made a Bracha of Erev Shavuos morning. You only had a mind that should last until the next day. You should have to make a bracha the next morning, even though you didn't sleep. He himself trashes the Bach and says that by Sukkah it doesn't help Kavana. Yeah. Oh, so the truth of the matter is. Maybe it is a chiluk. As far as the keep it in the screen, not this chiluk already. Maybe it's a chiluk between.
I said something in the beginning.
Birchas Hatayra and Tzitzis and Sukkah.
Why? Because it's two brachos, one's birchas mitzvah, one's birchas shachrim for it.
What?
Well, I say Sheikh Yishana is the birchas mitzvah, but the Vahavna and Hashem.
I didn't say you said this far, right? I'm satisfied you didn't say this far. The
no,
svara that the svara that
seems personemish.
The svara that you can mechalik. The svara that you can mechalik is the chay very simple. Because by sukkah and tzitzis, right, you're doing the mitzvah, right. You're still wearing the beged and you're still in the sukkah. So maybe that's what the Magen Avraham says. If you're still doing the mitzvah, you can't say the baruch shem should stop in the middle. Right, Hashem by Taira, Harei Ki Yedua from the Gain, Chavetz Chaim is now from the Gain. Yeah, every Gain in Shnei Seliyo, in the beginning of Peah, Il Vam Sheinam Shir, the Gain says every word of Taira is a mitzvah, the new mitzvah. So Meila Ken Zayin. So it's by learning that. Actually, I just heard recently. I think maybe Hashem Chavetz Chaim. Everyone asks, why is it that Oisik Mitzvah the Mitzvah? So why is Talmud Torah different? So someone said to Peter Gain that since every word is no mitzvah, so it's not Oisik this mitzvah, it's it's a new mitzvah. So then, once it's a new mitzvah, who's going to have to continue? Anyway, back upon him, by Torah, every word is a new mitzvah. So Meila did, the Magen Aram says, it's possible to curtail your bracha. You're still learning, right? But Maisa, it's not one hemshah. It's not one more mitzvah. It's not you're still in the middle of the mitzvah. Because everywhere is a new mitzvah. So maybe that's why the Magen Aram says that you could curtail your bracha. Shankin, Gabe, Sukkah, and Tzitzis, Magen Aram gives those two examples. Because those examples, you actually continue to do the mitzvah. If you continue the mitzvah, that's what the Magen Aram says, that you can't, in there, you can't curtail your bracha. The Maisa, this child is already in the early Achrayim, the Tvur Shar, that he brings down from the Pichadosh, the Yardin Hilchos Shechita. He says, the Pichadosh says that there's a child like this. Yeah? If a guy, there was a guy who's a sheikh. He's going to shechta a whole bunch of animals. There's like 10 animals, they ask to shechta today. Right? Shaila is though, if he's mafsik, medibur, if he talks in the middle of Stam, which is not tzara l'shechita, right? He has to make new bracha. Right? Because that's him there. The bracha they're making is chal on each one. It's not one long mitzvah, it's about the mashal, by biggest chametz, right? It's one long mitzvah. Once I started the mitzvah, it's a chatchil, you shouldn't talk. You shouldn't divert your attention from your mitzvah. But the day is the batzim, it's not hefsik, no problem talking in the middle of the chametz. Because it's one mitzvah, once the bracha is chal, just like you gotta talk at bracha sanadin. Yeah? Teretz because the bracha is chal. Mel is nimshach. Shein came by shechita, when I'm shechting five behemoths, so the batzim, the bracha has to be chal separately in all five behemoths. Well, if I talk between, I have to make no bracha. So the Pichadr said that the eighth, I guess it could be the Shiloh, it seems the Shiloh, whether it's on the Hefzik. So Pichadr says the eighth is, the guy should have in mind, when he starts shechting, and the bracha is on your Michal until he talks. Says the Tvorah Shar, he says, since they're all in front of you, so how does it help you to be Mechavin? He says, "Hagav atzmucha." Why even nochel in front of Paris? Yeah, mechav lechol kulam. Chibiyadu levarach hakol pri. Mechav mechol bracha shel litter. Right. You have in mind that you only want this apple. You only bracha on this apple. Take another apple, right there. No, you make new bracha. Actually, I don't remember now if it's Shua Shar. I can look again. But so someone asks that. Right, the Magen Avraham brings down Mishem Mishloach Kadosh to Lagabe Mei Brachas. We're not makbin a brach shein tzricha. For example, let's say it's Shabbos. You want to make and you eat dessert. Let's say dessert that let's say you won't make a brach on. It's cake or suffer pass. Right, so you could wait until after the meal, right? Leave it till after the meal. So you're about to make a bracha. You're about to get made brachas, right? So I think it's maybe the Yavin's talking now. The Yavin says if you hold you could curtail a bracha. So what's the problem? You tell me that it's high bracha and shricha. There's no, it's shricha. Why? I want to make made brachas, right? It's not a problem in shricha. They said, okay, take one apple, cut it up in 25 pieces. Sit there, just make 25 brachas, vizel. Yeah? You're missing 20 brachas, what happens? How many brachas you're missing because of the Shemini Esrei? Say, sit down, one sitting, 20 brachas, vizel, you pop the whole Isaac. Yeah? So that's what Tvor Shor is saying, ha-ka-atzmecha. Al-Kabanim, so again, we had all these achrayim, really the mechaber, right? And Mechaber, we have Mechaber that says you could. So I mean, here we have Tvor Shor that's saying he can't by Shechita. Oh, so he himself, right? He himself asked the Kasha. What's the difference, Shechita? or the Yayin of Abdullah. So the Tereshar says, Tumcha Lukin. And the Tereshar is not going to argue the Mahab. Mahab says that you made Abdullah, yes, have in mind, there's only the Prophet is only for Abdullah, and not for the wine Shabbat Sunnah. The Tereshar says, the argument of Bichadir says, being a shechting five animals, you can't have mind only be for this animal. Right? So what's the difference? Says the Tereshar, Tumcha Lukin. Over there, the Ma'is, there is a Hefsek, the Hayin of washing. Tis dying for Suda. So there's a hefsek between the Yayin Shalfei Suda, the Yayin Shalfei Suda. So if there's somewhat of a hefsek, then maybe it helps to curtail your bracha. There's a hefsek. I mean, along the lines that we made in the chiluk before the Vilna Avraham, between the extreme case of not hefsek is tzitzis and sukkah, right? So the Tvor Shar is using that svara. The gabe a chil between shechita where there is a hefsek. Each shechita is a separate ma'isa, but at least it's you know you're not doing anything in between. Shechita there you're washing and you're making ma'isa. There is somewhat of a hefsek. Maybe over there he gives you mind that you can retell your bracha. But he says that's one chil. That's one chil. And then he says. That he says, also he says, that naturally, he says the difference between the Yayin of Abdullah and the Yayin of Teichas Suda. That's it's a different Yayin. Yayin of Abdullah is the Yayin of the Mitzvah. The Yayin of the Suda is Yayin of the Suda. So that's there is a difference between the two. So there he says, you could tell your bracha and Omi Mechavim for the Yayin of the Abdullah, and not for the Yayin of Teichas Suda. He says, Mashenke, Mashchita. Mashchita, there's no difference between shechting this animal, shechting the next animal, shechting the next animal. So there he says, it's not Shayach, perhaps, not Shayach to curtail your Machshava. So, what? According to the Tvor Shor, Lagabe Tefillin, that's an interesting question. The question is, can the Fizeh, can the Tvor Shor agree with Rukveger? Rukveger told us before, okay, he had the patent to make Shalom between Ashkenaz and the Sephardim. But by Bruchas Tefillin, you should have in mind, we put in the Shalyad, which only help. What?
Rashi's Ashkenazi.
So why'd you wake up now for?
No, you said between
Ashi and Sarah,
between
Ashi and Tesis. In Shechonar, it's Machlekes, Machabrin, and Rabbah. Machlekes is a nice between Ashkenazim and the Sfarim.
So, Rukhvi saying would also work for the Sfarim.
So, Rukhviger told us they should have Kavana to have in mind only for the Sheliyad. And therefore, Bein Levi Rashi, Bein Levi Beritam, you have to make a mitzvah on the Shel Reich. Oh, so now, Clara David, now we have the Tvor Shor. Tvor Shor comes along and says, he trashes the Prichadosh that says, you should have in mind to say the Brach Shom until I talk, by the Shechita. And says the Tvor Shor, the difference between that and Yayin, because Yayin is two different types of wine. And therefore, you could curtail your Brach by Shechita. It's the same, it's all the same Shechita. So Clara David, what about Tvon Shel Yad and Tvon Shel Reish? We say the Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Reish is like Yayin of Abdullah and Yayin of the Suda. What do we say? The Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Reish is like Shechita to different animals because it's both mitzvahs Tefillin. Shein Shayla.